You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Deborah Becker. There's an iconic scene in the movie Godzilla where the giant monster crashes through high-voltage power lines.
Now he's making his way toward the city's main line of defense. 300,000 volts of electricity strung around the city as a barrier. Now it seems Tokyo has no defense.
Godzilla was science fiction, but today, threats to the nation's electric grid are very real, ranging from cyber attacks to disabling power surges from renewable energy sources. The U.S. electric grid is vast but vulnerable. That has energy planners thinking small, very small. In this Bostonomics report, WBUR's Bruce Gellerman looks at how Massachusetts scientists and military engineers are leading the effort to develop the modern microgrid.
Admit it, says Steve Pike, CEO of Massachusetts Clean Energy Center. Most of the time, we take electricity for granted.
When folks go to flip on their lights, those lights better go on, or better go on 99.9% of the time.
But sometimes, come hell or high water, the usually safe and reliable electric grid goes down.
They're calling it Frankenstorm.
October 2012. Hurricane Sandy slammed into New York City. The PBS Nova documentary, Inside the Megastorm, details the destruction as high-voltage substations flood and start exploding.
Salt water and electricity are a dangerous mix. In order to prevent electrical fires, Con Ed makes a brutally tough call. The power company pulls the plug, plunging much of Lower Manhattan, including Wall Street, into darkness.
Superstorm Sandy, the largest Atlantic hurricane in history, is the specter of storms to come, say scientists, as climate change increases the frequency and intensity of extreme weather. Steve Pike says the megastorm disaster focused the attention of electric grid operators and power generators.
The hope is that should a Hurricane Sandy strike again, and certainly one will, it's just a matter of time, you know, here in Boston, that our power system will be far more resilient. And, you know, microgrids are a potential solution to that.
Microgrids are more resilient because they're islands of energy. They can connect and adapt to changing conditions and disconnect and operate independently during disasters. Actually, they're a back-to-the-future method of powering a place. At the start of the age of electricity, grids were small and generators local. Over time, regulators and companies cobbled together the microsystems and built the vast electric grid used today, where high-voltage transmission lines carry electrons long distances from where they're generated. But at a recent conference at MIT, scientists and engineers gathered to plan for a return to the old decentralized system using some very high-tech hardware.
Yeah, I mean, it's fundamentally changing how we operate our power system, which has been developed over the past 100 years plus, to be a kind of a centralized system.
Eric Limpacher from MIT Lincoln Lab is one of the engineers leading the effort.
Now we're talking about having all this intelligence and controls and power generation and smarts be distributed, which weren't necessarily designed to operate that way. So we need a new testbed capability in order to make that work.
The new digital testbed MIT is developing will set national standards for the control devices that will manage the complex microgrids, making sure power from large utilities meshes perfectly with that produced by local intermittent sources like wind and solar and backup batteries. In the hallway at the MIT conference, reps from vendors hoping to sell microgrid control devices vie for attention. John Lesage is an application engineer with MATLAB. The talk is heavy-duty tech.
What we have here today is a hardware-in-the-loop setup that's modeling a peak shaving algorithm here on this industrial control system PLC, interfacing over Ethernet IP to a real-time computer that's basically running a simulation of an electrical grid.
Microgrid technology is nerdy, but necessary, especially for national security.
Whatever the cause, if the power goes out and doesn't come back on, just about everything in the modern world would stop working.
This video from the Electric Infrastructure Security Council dramatizes what's called a black sky event, a worst-case electric grid scenario, a terrorist cyber attack on a transmission line, or the zapping of unprotected electronics from an intense electromagnetic pulse produced by a nuclear explosion in the atmosphere. Eric Limpacher of MIT Lincoln Lab says it's the Department of Defense that needs microgrids the most, because if the larger grid goes down, a microgrid can disconnect or island and run on its own power.
DOD is particularly interested for energy resilience for its bases. There are about 500 bases in the United States, and the DOD is becoming more and more concerned about its reliance on the electric power system.
One of those military installations is Joint Base Cape Cod. Major Sean Doyle drives up a gravel road where Army Reserve and Air National Guard engineers are installing poles for a new microgrid. It will be powered by a powerful wind turbine.
We call it Wind One. It was the first turbine put up on the base.
The 22,000-acre base is the largest consumer of electricity on the Cape. It buys it from Eversource, off the grid. But Major Doyle says power failure is not an option here. So with $6 million from a special Pentagon R&D fund, engineers are building a microgrid to make sure there's a sustainable way to provide nonstop electricity to the Air National Guard's 102nd Intelligence Wing.
So we have a 24/7 live mission where our analysts sit inside of our intel building and they are watching the live feeds that come off of UAVs, drones, around the world, including like U2s and things like that. So they need to be in constant contact. And sometimes they are actually talking to troops on the ground who are involved in operations, so they cannot afford the power to go down at all.
Mission critical.
Absolutely.
A giant battery will store electricity as a backup. And if that goes down, there's a diesel generator. Joint Base Cape Cod will have the military's first renewable energy microgrid.
The other way that we're different is that we are going to be creating the first in the federal system, what we call a cyber secure connection to the outside world.
And Major Doyle predicts microgrids will transform the nation's electric infrastructure.
There may become a time when the whole idea of a coast-to-coast interconnected grid is no longer relevant, because you don't need it, because you've got enough smaller microgrids that kind of serve themselves. I don't need to be able to take power from Quebec, for instance.
Of course, microgrids are also a threat. The technology will disrupt the way traditional megagrid utilities make money, sending them searching for new business models. Again, Steve Pike, CEO of Mass Clean Energy Center.
I do think that the utilities in Massachusetts are some of the more progressive in the country. You know, they have the vision. I don't know that they know exactly how to get there. I don't think anybody does at this point.
But don't be shocked if one day in the not-too-distant future, your home, your neighborhood, town, and city is connected to a microgrid. Major Sean Doyle, the power behind the Joint Cape Cod Base project.
Oh, yeah. There's no question it's going to work. We don't know how yet. We're inventing the methods to make it work. But yes, it's going to work.
Electricity is the positive flow of electrons through a material.
The new microgrid on Joint Base Cape Cod should be up and running by next year.
Disc and bulb switching power source form the entire circuit that's connected by a tiny copper wire.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Kellerman.
Turn it on and off.
More stories about innovations in the local economy can be found in the Bostonomics section of WBUR.org.
Special funding for Bostonomics provided by Newmark Grubb Knight Frank's downtown team, delivering professional real estate insight and advisory services to Boston's changing market. NGKF.com.